Takiza Beach said vaccination does not prevent infection, but it decreases the disease caused by an infection. Dr. Kiza Beach made a statement in an attempt to explain the aim of the vaccine for people who are still vaccine hesitant.
The vaccine, if you think of it as infection and disease, okay? The vaccine does not prevent infection. It decreases the disease caused by that infection. Because the vaccine is not, say, like a medicine, and I'm going to another end of the spectrum. But the vaccine is not going to, say, prevent that virus from getting into your nose. Getting into your nose means that you have been exposed and you are infected, okay? What the vaccine does is prevents or decreases the likelihood of that infection of those two cells, or, you know, the exposure of those two cells in your nose from going to all the cells in your body or all the cells in your lungs and so on. So it prevents the infection from going from infection to disease. You know, and that is the difference. So if you're saying, oh, well, you know, some people say the vaccine doesn't prevent infection, the vaccine works by reducing the effect of an infection on your body.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kiza Beach. Regionally, Jamaica recorded 251 new COVID-19 cases and 9 deaths, bringing the infection total to 83,737 and the virus death toll to 1,869. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 50,459. Internationally, France began requiring teenagers 12 and older to present a COVID-19 health pass to enter public sites such as restaurants, sports clubs, or cinemas, extending a measure already in place for adults for 2 months. Although daily COVID cases have fallen steadily since August, authorities are hoping to stave off a potential flare-up as colder weather approaches and people spend more time indoors. The pass, available on paper or as a QR code on phones, proves vaccination, a recent negative COVID test, or inoculation because a person has already had the virus. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.